You are Locked On Reds, your daily Cincinnati Reds podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
The 2020 season did not quite go as planned for Reds fans as the playoffs ended abruptly in the wild card round. Now the Reds are left to pick up the pieces during the offseason and fix a lineup that was the worst in Major League Baseball. How are they going to do it? What are they going to do? Rumors, transactions, news, all here on the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Carr. Let's go! Welcome back into the Locked On Reds podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. On today's show, we conclude my chat with Brandon Bailey. In the first part, we talked a lot about his trade experience, and we also rounded him out as a pitcher, kind of introduced you to what you can expect from him on the mound in 2021. Today, we talk more about driveline. We touched on spin rate on yesterday's episode, but talk more about driveline. I also get his take on what the bullpen looks like as he comes into Cincinnati and is vying for a spot in the bullpen. Get his take on how everything looks. Before we jump into that, though, I want to make sure that you are subscribed. That way you don't miss any podcast episodes this offseason heading into spring training, which hopefully will be starting on time and pitchers and catchers will be reporting when they normally do, because we are excited for some baseball. Also, follow me on Twitter at Jeff Carr with 3 F's and follow the show at Locked On Reds. All right, let's jump right into the conclusion of my chat with Brandon Bailey. That's awesome, because it's one thing, like, I tried to do, like, a Throwback Thursday podcast, and here recently we've been looking way back into, like, the dead ball era, and I asked my guest at the time, Cam Miller, I was like, what do you think a pitcher from the 1900s would think if you said, well, see, your spin rate here and your ERA plus and your wins above replacement, would they just, like, just be cross-eyed? Like, I always wonder how that would work, but it's cool to learn, and especially with you having been affiliated with Driveline in the past, and you kind of got a taste of that. What does Driveline mean to you, and especially now being in an organization like the Reds that is so devoted to what Driveline is offering? Obviously, bringing Kyle Bodie in, you got to be all in, but what does Driveline mean to you?
That's a really great question. I would have to say Driveline means to me just an opportunity and for people to see value in a guy that's an undersized pitcher that doesn't necessarily throw upper 90s to 100 miles an hour. You know, Kyle Bodie has believed in me before anyone else truly did, I think, on the professional baseball standpoint. You know, I started going to Kyle when his facility was nothing more than one squat rack, one batting cage, and one small plyo wall in Puyallup, Washington. He was renting it. He was renting this space out of a bigger baseball facility. And I went to him and he started explaining to me kind of like the purpose behind why we throw plyos and how I should be recovering and how often I should be throwing and why my long toss routine that I already currently followed is really, really good, and how I can improve as a player, and kind of gave me the belief that, hey, you know, I've always thought I was a really good baseball pitcher, but Kyle made me believe that I truly can be a really, really good pitcher, not just in high school, not in college, but in the big leagues. And Driveline Baseball, I think, has provided me with so many opportunities to improve my game, to become more knowledgeable about what makes me unique as an individual, and not necessarily being ashamed of my height, but actually coming to an understanding that me being a short pitcher actually works in my advantage. And I just could not be more thankful for that company and for Kyle and everything that they have done to help me progress, not only as a baseball player, but as a person as well.
What is the biggest challenge for you on the mound?
The biggest challenge I would say on the mound for me, wow, that's a really tough question. one could say, like, you know, simple answer as, you know, throwing a breaking ball for a strike or this and that. But I would say always being one step ahead of the hitter. And there's so much information being provided to pitchers and hitters on both sides of the diamond today that sometimes we can get into a system overload and get too lost in the scouting report. But how do you take bits and pieces of that advanced analytics, and the data and apply that into a game where once you're on the mound, it's just all about competing. I think simplifying the game, but also using that information to your advantage. It's a tough scale to balance. But I would say that's my most difficult challenge on the mound for sure.
When you're looking at a hitter based on left or right, or maybe it's the middle of the order, or maybe it's the bottom of the order, does it change? I mean, obviously the main goal is to get the guy out, not let him get on base, different things like that. But are there little points of a scouting report in your mind? Like, all right, this dude likes this, this dude doesn't like this. Or are you just focusing on, let's make the right pitch?
Yeah, so for me, when I'm looking at advanced scouting reports and sitting in meetings, listening to the bullpen coach, the pitching coach, and the analytics teams kind of present the hitter's weaknesses, I'm more so thinking about in my head, what are my strengths as an individual, and do they work effectively against this guy? And even if my best stuff might be trending towards the hitter's weaknesses, okay, how can I mix in what I do most effectively into this at bat? Because I at the end of the day, I always will bet on myself and my strengths versus the hitter's strengths, if that makes sense.
No, oh, yeah, absolutely. Kind of a fun question. Have you ever been to Cincinnati?
No, me and my girlfriend both have never been to Cincinnati. I've tried to get a little bit of insight from a former teammate and Ronnie Dawson, who went to Ohio State and is from Ohio. And he's had nothing but good things to say. Just talking to people here in Colorado that have been there before, they say it's a beautiful city, lots of fun stuff to do. So super excited to go and experience it, and cannot wait for the season to start.
Coming up, Brandon gives me his perspective on the Reds' bullpen and how it looks with the different moves that the Reds have made so far this season. And it's an interesting take. I think you're going to like it. But first, let's talk about a little bit of sports wagering. Done right and responsibly, you can make some money and have some fun. And the best place to do that is betonline.ag, the official sportsbook of the Locked On Podcast Network. Head on over there. They've got all the sports that you can think of, whether it be college or professional. You can check out NFL. You've got the playoffs coming up with that. Plenty of college basketball and NBA and NHL if you're a big hockey fan. BetOnline.ag has all of those sports and more, so check them out. Go over and set up your profile and enter the promo code LOCKEDON to get a 50% deposit bonus. That's BetOnline.ag. And the promo code Locked On for a 50% deposit bonus. Check him out. Very easy to use website to get to the sport, the game, the team that you want to wager on. That's betonline.ag. And now's a pretty good time to crack open a Built Bar. I'm talking about the snack that won't leave you feeling like you just had some kind of bad snack food. Check out Built Bar, that is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Head on over to their website, builtbar.com. You'll see all the many flavors that they've got. They've got so many chocolate flavors, a whole bunch of fruit flavors. And for those that have nut allergies, their bars without nuts are produced in a facility that is completely separate, so you don't have to worry about those allergies. Check out BuiltBar.com and enter the promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off your next order. Built Bar has all of the great stats with 4 grams of sugar, 4 grams of fat, and up to 17 grams of protein. It's the snack that's going to leave you feeling satisfied and not like you just ate a bunch of junk. Head on over to BuiltBar.com with the promo code LOCKEDON and get 20% off your next order. Coming into Cincinnati with the way that things have gone early on this offseason, there's been exiting of some bullpen arms and guys like Raisel Iglesias and Archie Bradley. Do you look at that and you just say, all right, bingo, bango, bongo, let's hit this, let's get a bullpen spot and let's get rolling?
I've kind of looked at it in a few different ways. First off, obviously, any time talented pitchers like that depart from an organization, I think the fan base's initial reaction is, well, what are we doing here? I think we're moving in the wrong direction. But I think in today's day and age of baseball, now teams can find value in players that a lot of people don't see, especially on the surface level. So honestly, it might provide opportunities for guys like myself that to come in and try and prove that not we can help this organization win and kind of move us in the right direction towards winning a championship. That's obviously the ultimate goal. But for me as a competitor, I want those seasoned vets and established big leaguers, guys that have been around the block around me and kind of on my team and in my corner, because you can learn so much as a young pitcher, especially when that's one that's trying to establish himself and kind of figure out what's my identity on a big league mound. For example, being around guys like, you know, Justin Verlander, Ryan Pressly, Zach Greinke, so many great pitchers last year, Brad Peacock, Chris Davinsky, I could go on and on, pitchers in the Astros organization that are very well established. I learned just so much about how to be a professional, how to carry myself, how to read hitter swings, how to understand the flow of the game, and when it speeds up, what do they do differently, or what's going through their mind in high intense situations in the middle of a ball game, especially as a relief pitcher and a guy that has been mostly a starter my whole life. So definitely looking at those openings as an opportunity for myself, but you know, I'm also a competitor. I think the more guys that you can surround yourself with that are better than you, it actually ignites something in me that brings out the best in me, you know, because I want to improve to get on their level. So obviously thankful from a professional standpoint to have this opportunity, but definitely wish those guys could have stuck around just to be able to learn from them, but then also drive myself to try and be better and improve as an athlete and as a baseball pitcher.
See, and I love that point of view as well too, because mostly you get that, especially on Twitter, you get the fans' perspective and listening to talk radio and all that different stuff. You get the fans' perspective of, oh my gosh, they're going in the wrong direction, all this other stuff. But it's like you said, it's guys who come in and you don't necessarily have an idea of what their talent is. And then all of a sudden, bam, they just start wowing you, which, by the way, get ready. I don't know exactly what kind of voodoo magic I had on Lucas Sims, but I did talk to Lucas Sims before the 2020 season, and now he's being viewed as an ace, you know, one of the best guys in the bullpen. So just get ready. There's going to be lots of good vibes coming your way, but no, I'm just kidding there, man. But
good vibes. I'll take anything I can get. So if this talk show helps me make the team and then perform well for the city of Cincinnati, I'm all for it. I'll take anything I can get.
Well, we are happy to have you. I do want to ask, there's one other thing I wanted to ask. Have you had the chance to talk a lot with Derek Johnson, and how does your initial opinion or your first impression differ from other pitching coaches that you've pitched under?
Yeah. So I actually have had a few opportunities to chat with DJ. A couple times, lengthy conversations over the phone, a couple times through text message, obviously, and great guy, obviously very well respected in the pitching community. And I've been following his work since his days back at Vanderbilt University, because, you know, as a short pitcher in stature, I grew up in high school, especially idolizing guys like Sonny Gray and Carson Fulmer. So the Vanderbilt Commodores were always a collegiate program that I had great interest in and respect for. But DJ is great. You know, he's in the few conversations that I've had with him over the phone, he's made me feel very welcome He's made me feel confident that I have a fair opportunity to come in and earn a spot on this team. But the biggest thing that DJ has done so far, in, like I said, the short conversations that I've had, is made me believe that what I do well can help me become a really, really effective big league pitcher, whether that be a starter or a reliever. And I think sometimes as athletes, we get caught up in focusing on our deficiencies and the things that we need to improve upon, and which is a good thing because you want to be the best that you can be. But sometimes we lose sight of all the things that we do really well. And so far, that's been his message to me, was like, you do a lot of things really well. That's why we traded for you. We want you to continue to do those things. And don't lose sight of the fact that you're good. And if you weren't good, you wouldn't be pitching at this level. So I think that's one unique thing about DJ so far that I've seen, is he provides that insight and that perspective almost from a sports psychology side of making me, reminding me that, hey, I am a good pitcher and I do bring a lot of positive things to the table. Now let's highlight that. Let's utilize that, and we can work on the deficiencies too. But remember, first and foremost, that you can pitch.
Brandon, I thank you so much for your time, and thanks for coming on to the Locked On Reds podcast and talking with me here. Real quick, before I let you go, is there something, and hopefully here in 2021, everybody will be back in the stands and we'll be cheering on the Reds and everything. Is there something that I can yell from the stands that will get an extra mile an hour behind your fastball?
Oh, geez. That's such a good question. Wow. It's be like, honestly, be like, you only throw 93, you know, tell me that I throw slow, you know, man. And that's going to ignite me to try and throw one harder, because, you know, every single guy that's a competitor, especially as a pitcher, the way the driveline culture has changed, the way we look at velocity development, you know, it's not okay to throw slow. And that's what Kyle Bodie and Eric Jaggers have ingrained in my brain. So if I'm throwing slow, tell me I'm throwing slow and I'll try and throw harder.
I might do that. Maybe I'll just give you a "May the Force be with you" or something like that. I'll try and sit near the bullpen or something. Or yeah.
Yeah, that would fire me up, I'm not gonna lie. If I heard someone yell "May the Force be with you," I'd be like, all right, someone's on my wavelength right now.
There you go, guys. All right. When we hear the PA announcer say that Brandon Bailey's coming into the game, let's get everybody yelling, "May the Force be with you." And there's going to be some good things happen. I'm looking really forward to seeing you emerge from the bullpen for the Reds here this season. He is Brandon Bailey. He is the brand new pitcher for the Cincinnati Reds. And Brandon, thank you so much for talking with me, and hopefully we can get to do it again soon.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, and love the podcast, love everything that you guys chat about, and go Reds. Couldn't be more excited to be a part of Spincinnati.
Oh, you better believe we're using that a whole lot this season. Spincinnati. It's something that Kyle Bodie's been using on and Eric Jaggers have been using on Twitter a lot during this offseason, a hashtag that they've got. There's even a t-shirt, I think. I forget who makes it, but Spincinnati. We're going to be doing that all. Because obviously Kyle Bodie is in the ear of Nick Kroll, and he's telling him, go get this guy, go get that guy, go get this guy. And you got to believe that spin rate is tied to that quite a bit, because he knows he can work with spin rate. But that's going to do it for us here today on the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, downloading, all that good stuff. On the next podcast, we will revisit the best of interviews of 2020. Going to have a couple of different clips from you there just to kind of look back on and kind of maybe laugh or be like, how about that? But that's going to be on the next podcast. Thanks again for listening. Now, tell your smart device to play the Locked On Bets podcast and go make you a couple of bucks on some sports wagering today.
Let's go, Rex. Hey.